message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
Hey, it's Alex Corona.
Jamie Burks.
Today we coming at you sitting down.
Hot from the kitchen. Hot seat.
Yeah, we in the kitchen today, so there's a lot going on out front, and we got to get at you guys, man. Trying to keep it consistent, get you guys a message every single week to help you guys one way or another. Today we're going to talk about
important questions to ask before signing a lease.
So when you're going to rent a place, a property, a car even, I mean anything, it's always important to know the fine line, all the important things, and know what questions to ask. And a lot of times either you or the person renting you don't even know what to tell each other or what questions to ask. So it's very important. That's why we're going to go over these things. We've been having a lot of people come in our office and they're not exactly sure what's going on, who they're paying, what's included, when the lease starts. You know, all these things are really important. When it ends, when I got to get out, is it for 12 months? Is it for 2 years? Is it for 5 years? What's going on?
Our office does a fair amount of rentals, and the obvious things are, how much am I paying? How much is my security deposit? What is the duration of the lease? But there are a few things that we'd like to point out that you or someone that you know may be forgetting to ask. First thing that comes to mind is we are suggesting to the clients that they really should get renter's insurance. What renter's insurance does is it actually covers their belongings in the dwelling that the homeowner's insurance may not cover. And what's the best part about it? It's super cost effective. You can literally get renter's insurance for $200 to $300 that covers you for the entire year, and the policies go up to about $25,000 in coverage.
So just because the landlord has insurance on the place doesn't mean that you're covered. All your stuff inside, guess what? If the place goes up in flames,
so does your bye-bye.
Yes, and I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen quite a few times. So, you know, $200-$300 a year will save you guys all your stuff, at least be able to reimburse you some money. So, first thing that comes to mind to me, though, is when is my rent due, right? Because a lot of times, sometimes you sign a lease in the middle of the month, towards the end of the month, beginning of the month, not on the 1st, not on the 31st. So that doesn't automatically mean your rent is due on the 1st. I've had a lot of people tell me, well, mortgages are on the 1st, so the rent's due on the 1st. No. So it's very important you find that out. Sometimes they don't prorate the month. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't even know what prorate means. So if you don't know what prorate means, that just means, let's say it's about 7 days into the month. Every month has, they go off 30 days, even though some do have 31, and they divide it by 30 days, whatever the rent is, and they will, let's say you're at the 7th, they'll count the 8th up until the 30th and divide it by however many, whatever the rent amount is. And that's how they get their prorated amount. And then you'd be due on the 1st. But some landlords don't do that. We don't do that. We collect rent any day of the month. I don't care if you sign on the 12th, the 19th, the 21st, whatever. That would be fine with us. We can get paid that day. We don't have to prorate anything.
A lot of the owners don't like to prorate either, so they'll just let them have the rental date. Due date is the due date. Now, that does not necessarily mean that you don't have a grace period. So what's grace period?
That's another very important question, is do I get a grace period? Is there a few days after the rent is due where I won't get a late fee? So most of the time it's 5 days, sometimes it's 3 days, sometimes it's 7 days. It all depends on the landlord, but it's a very important question to ask. Most time it's like 10%, 20%, 15%. Mm-hmm. So if your rent is $1,000, 10% of that is another 100. So do you want to pay another $100 every month? What's crazy is I see people do it all the time. You know, month after month after month, they come in late and they have a late fee. So, you know, up to you guys, but to me, that's a big, you know, waste of money if you're not going to pay it on time. Try to, most importantly, communicate with your landlord. You know, maybe even after the grace period, might give you a break, but if you don't communicate with them, I can promise you there will be nothing.
Who do I call if something goes wrong?
Yep, that's another very important question. So something goes wrong with the unit, you know, you get your water's leaking, or, you know, your toilet's not flushing, or it's backed up because your kid threw a little toy down the toilet. Who am I going to call? You know, Ghostbusters?
I was just going to say that.
So very important. You know, Ghostbusters is not going to come and save you. So you got to know who's going to be the maintenance man. Is the landlord the maintenance man? Who do I have? And how long is it going to take for somebody to come out? I don't want to hear the hibbity-bibbity and me be without heat or water or, you know, be able to go to the bathroom or take a shower for days on end. So how long is this going to take? Very important questions to ask right from the beginning. And who am I going to call? That's very important. And is any maintenance on me? You know, am I going to be required to do any type of maintenance? Am I going to be required to change air filters or service the water heater and the air conditioner and the furnace and get reimbursed or... You know, anything that I have to do, especially if you have a, if you're renting a home, you know, am I going to have to cut the grass? Am I going to plow? Most time the answer is yes on these things, but you have to ask. You know, you'd be surprised. Sometimes the landlord's like, hey, I'll show. Hey, I'll cut the grass. So, you know, you want to ask just in case maybe they're willing to do it.
Yes. So we have some clients that like to use their own leases. You know, we have, there's leases in the MLS. You can use those. Those are pretty standard. But some of our clients do like to use their own leases. And one of the things that I've seen in there recently is that if it's a single family home and there's a furnace there, those leases are requiring the tenant to change the furnace. And if they don't and something isn't maintained, then it does fall back on them. So it's important to know what your obligations are as a tenant as to uphold to your part of the lease. So then you don't have any issues with that as well.
So another thing they wrote down was, who do I pay the rent to? How do I pay it? You know, so do I send a, you know, it Pony Express, Western Union, cashier's check, Zelle, you know, write somebody a regular check. How do I get this rent paid and where does it go? So that way I can make sure I have it there on time or even before. So that's a very important thing to find out right from the beginning. You know, who am I going to be paying the rent to and how do I get it there as fast as I can? Another issue I've been seeing a lot lately is they're not sure how long the lease is for. They think it's for 6 months. They think it's for a year, 2 years, 5 years. Very important to look at the dates, talk about that even before you're gonna lease. And is the rent gonna go up every year? So that's another very important question. If you're gonna be there longer than 12 months, does the rent, is it gonna be increased? You wanna know from the beginning so that way next year you can account for that. You don't wanna be a year in and then, you know, very, you know, comfy at your new place and now the rent jacked up $200-$400 and now you feel like maybe that's too much. And you know, it's very important to know that from the beginning.
What's included? So what utilities are your responsibility to put in your name? Water, heat, gas, electric, cooking gas, depending on what kind of heating system there is there. So what is it that you as a tenant need to transfer into your name and what's paid by the landlord?
And even though these things sometimes are paid by the landlord, you don't want to take advantage of it. You know, you don't want to have like the water running and the heat in the air and all the lights on just because they're paying for some of these things. I've seen it before, you know, where I paid the light, water, and gas for the tenant, and then they have me go over there to service something, and I show up, and the TV's on, all the lights are on, they got the air conditioning on and the heat on at the same time. So
it's bad juju.
Yeah, and then, you know, they could care less because they're not paying for any of it. You know, even when you go to a hotel and you know that they're paying for all these things, I like to leave the room clean. I like to, you know, turn off the lights, turn off, lower the heat or the air, wherever, whatever's going on, make sure the TV's off, make sure I have it as clean as possible. Because even though there's a cleaning lady coming in there, I'm trying to, you know, keep her moving. I'm not trying to have her spend all day in my mess. So, you know, take care of your mess and take care of your landlords. You know, you don't want to have a bill where it's, you know, through the roof because obviously somebody's got to pay for it. So you want to keep him happy, you happy. The least interaction that you guys have that's bad is good.
If you plan on moving out at the end of your lease, so let's say the term of your lease is 1 year, you do want to check in with your landlord to find out what kind of notice is sufficient. Some landlords are okay with 2 weeks. Some landlords, most, are wanting 30 days. And we've ran into a few that we've put rental tenants into rentals for landlords, and they're like, no, I need 60 days notice to know if they're going to be renewing their lease or not. So that's for them to be able to prepare as to what sort of maintenance or rehab or cleaning that they need to do the property in between their tenants.
We've had a lot of issues with that lately, so it's very important that you find that
clarity.
Clarity is everything. Mm-hmm. Another thing is before you move in, take a lot of pictures, take a lot of video, and make sure you save these things because a lot of times the landlord will say something wasn't there, which was, or vice versa. You know, they'll say, you know, I didn't do that, that was like that. Well, if you have proof, you have pictures, you have video. And when I'm telling you pictures, I'm not talking about like one or two of the kitchen. You know, I mean like every square inch of that place, and take video up and down the walls, across the floors, across the ceiling, you know, bathrooms, kitchens, rooms, everywhere. Everywhere that you're gonna be in contact with, that you're responsible for, make sure you get lots of proof of what the property looks like. Another very important thing, you know, you wanna make sure if you can sublet the place. You know, most landlords are not gonna let you do that. They're renting it to you. So sublet means that, let's say Jamie rents me a place and now I decide, well, you know what, I'm gonna move in with, you know, my friend, and I'm gonna rent it out to my brother. So, hey, I'm gonna move my brother in here. It doesn't work like that. So, you know, or, you know, hey, Jamie rented me this place, I'm gonna Airbnb it. You know, I'll rent it out to other people, let them pay for it. Doesn't work like that. So it's very important. If you wanted to room hack, you might be able to get away with that. What that means is, let's say I rent a 2-bedroom apartment and I wanna rent the other bedroom to, you know, somebody to help me pay this rent. That would be okay, but to sublet it and you're totally out of the game, that's gonna be an issue. So very important to find out. I have people reaching out to me all the time with some of our properties that we have for rent. They're like, hey, can we Airbnb that place? No, you can't Airbnb it. So the landlords are not gonna allow it. So very important to let these landlords know about your pets beforehand. Right now, a lot of them are not liking the fact that you have a pet. If they're a little smaller, might be okay. We could dress them up like a little kid and get them in there. But the bigger, hairier ones, those are where you're gonna run into a problem. If your dog ever bites somebody, scratches somebody, looks at somebody wrong, you know, they can sue you, and they can also include the landlord in the lawsuit, and now it's gonna cost both of you money. So a lot of times, you know, don't be offended. It's not anything personal, it's just business. The landlords just don't want bigger dogs. And sometimes smaller dogs too, they don't want a mess, especially if they rehabbed everything. They don't want these little guys with little bladders to pee all over the place. So
if you have a pit bull or a cane corso, we can sell you a home.
Yeah, it's gonna be better to do that unless you wanna let go of a family member. Mm-hmm. But if not, it's always better to purchase something. We can find you something less than what you're paying in rent, or at least what you're paying in rent. And right now there's all kinds of programs that you can get approved with, even as low as a 550 credit with little or no money out of pocket. So if you have first month's rent as security deposit, you might already be ahead of the game. I hear it all the time. People are telling me that it's easier. You know, I'm just trying to rent, I'm not trying to buy. Right now, because of the pandemic, it literally has ruined everything. The landlords are really scared of who they're putting into their units. And if you don't have everything that they're looking for, believe me, you're going right into the no pile. And they can't wait to put you in that pile. They're not trying to rent to you. They're trying to figure out how not to, because they would rather have their place empty than to put the wrong person in there. Give us a call. Anything you need, feel free to reach out to us anytime. DM Jamie or myself. You guys have a great day. Or if you know anybody that needs to see this as well, make sure you send it to them. Peace. You guys have a good one. Yeah.
I need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believe. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your